Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock, and we've got a treat for you this morning.
Uh-oh.
We got the other gunsmith in the house.
I'm here.
John and Jacob.
Hey.
They're back at it again. The band's back together.
We're back. Every now and then, we get lucky around here on Saturday mornings, and here we are.
Well, I had to wait for the statute of limitations to pass.
So yeah.
I'm allowed back into an FM station.
You have to ask for a pardon.
I got a pardon.
We seen the ICE agents drive by our house, so he's safe.
Yeah.
They didn't stop.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we're not going there. But anyways, this is the Gunsmith Show. We're glad to be here and glad you're here too. Time to talk about guns and hunting for the next hour, if that's okay with you. I hope it is.
Let's do that.
Yeah, all right, sure. Good. So we got Dan, Jake, and John. Boy, oh boy. What a handsome
three
bunch
amigos.
We are.
Yeah. Remember we used to do the Three Tamigos?
I know, the Three Tamigos were a popular thing. And you can always reference our show. You can go to our Gunsmith Show page, which is a Facebook page called The Gunsmith Show on Facebook. Like it, share it. You can email me at shooter@thegss.com. And, of course, gss.com is our website. So you can go there, link to all of our sponsors, and get you right in line with what's going on. Plus, there's some flyers on that site for a couple of the events that we're going to talk about today. And you want to go to those, and you can get all the details and the QR codes and all that kind of stuff right on those flyers.
So local events, because we talked a lot last week about the SHOT Show, which is a big one in
that's a nationwide one. Yeah,
Vegas,
we're not really talking about that today. But what we're going to talk about today is we're going to get into a little bit about coyote hunting and the Grand Prix, the 7th annual Grand Prix that's happening. It's for coyote hunters, and that's coming up, and and then we got the Shiawassee Gun, the Conservation Association show, that's coming up. And then in our NRA books this week, we got hit with our voting ballot. We got all of our ballots. So that means it's time
for leadership and NRA.
Yes, okay. Yep. And some very important people on there I want you to vote for. And we need as much Michigan representation on that ballot as possible. And one of the really good friends of this show is a fellow named Steve Doolin. And he's an attorney out of East Lansing. And he's been involved heavily with
MCRGO
for the past 15 years.
Incredible. And, remember you first signed up for MCRGO back when they were at the gun shows, those gray shirts.
Yeah.
Remember
still got my gray shirt. Yeah.
And there was always the stats about how
every 13 seconds
someone uses a firearm in self-defense.
Yeah, it's probably about every 1.3 seconds.
It depends what part of the state you're in.
What country? So, country.
And self-defense. All that stuff that came out this week about the videos of the people down near Detroit using guns in self-defense in their houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a change, and more people have these ring cameras and things in their houses.
Yes.
You're going to see more and more of this stuff.
Yep.
But anyway, sorry. Sure. This segment, sorry.
That's okay. And so we're going to talk. It's voting time. So we're going to talk about the two guys that are in the vote for the NRA leadership right now on the ballot for the board of directors. And they put like 50 people on the ballot, and then you can only vote for 28, I believe. So half the people on that ballot aren't going to be in there.
And these are this for all members.
Yeah, all voting members, which are members that are up to date with their dues and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and Jake and I are both life members. We should make you an honorary member, Dan. And
we've got some extra stickers. You want to put one on your car?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, we already did. We already did.
Get the tattoo on your lower back, upside down.
I want it on my forehead.
Right on your forehead. No regrets.
That's not good. Yeah, that's not good. So anyways, hopefully you're an NRA member. If you're not, join the NRA. I join it specifically because I like to be part of the NRA ILA. Institute for Legislative Action. I'm into the politics side of it, and I like to see the ins and outs, and I know that it's a constant daily fight out there to support our gun rights, and we don't want them taken away from us. So I already told you about East Lansing's Steve Doolin, and then right up the street, right up off on 10, pretty close to where old Dano's from, we got Mark Schell, or Shuel, S-H-U-E-L. He's from Auburn.
Oh, wow.
And, So
we'll accept that.
Yeah, yeah. He probably goes to Dick Williams. Is it Dick Williams? No, it's Williams Gun Shop.
Williams Gun Shop.
Yeah,
Auburn.
Probably right there a lot. And he seems to be a real good guy.
Corn Festival or something? What did they have?
Auburn Corn Fest.
So there was a bit of a brouhaha.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. There was some infighting.
Uh-oh.
I think the Corn Fest last year was in Midland.
Oh, was it really?
Oh, yeah.
A slap in the face.
Wow. Well, it's, you know, they brought it on themselves. They couldn't, you know, the parking lot and the park where the event are owned by two different groups.
Uh-oh. Right there on the side of 10, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right off 10. Yeah.
And they couldn't see eye to eye. There was some conflict over parking. And
wow.
Yeah, it's
that's a shame. You hate to see that happen.
Situation. Yeah, because the Auburn Corn Fest is always a big deal.
Yeah.
That's all there was.
Well, it's like where I come from, Ortonville, Michigan, we had the Swine Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And the Swine Festival was a big deal, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but there was some infighting and some
problems. Noisiest weekend ever.
Oh, yeah. I imagine.
Sue-wee!
That's how everybody met their wives.
It was all about pig wrestling. So yeah. We had wrestled pigs.
I got that out.
You had to jump into the mud pit, pick up the little pig, put him on top of the barrel. It wasn't anything like the Great Cornholio. I mean the Corn Festival.
Oh, yeah.
But but it was a lot of fun. It was a crazy time, but it's long gone now.
So Mark Schuhl from Auburn.
Yeah, Mark Schuhl from Auburn. We want him and we want Steve Doolin to be on the board of directors. We need our Michigan representation. Those are the only two from Michigan that are in the voting.
Well, speaking of Michigan representation,
yeah,
what's this segment sponsored by?
This segment is sponsored by us, the Perfect. Gunsmith Show.
Okay.
It's brought to you by
US 103.1.
That's it.
Your home for ultimate classic rock.
You know, thank you, sir, for clarification. We need that every now and then on this show.
And in particular, Seize the Deal.
There you go.
And the new Seize the Deal Sizzler, which is, we used to call it our weekly special.
Uh-huh.
I was given to understand that was a boring name, so we came up with the new name.
Sizzler?
The Sizzler.
Like the Western Sizzler?
Oh, yeah. It drops every Wednesday at 10, but you get first crack at it 9:30 in the morning right here on US 103.1 in Seize the Deal Live.
Hey, somebody shut his microphone off. But no, if it wasn't for him doing this, we wouldn't be here. So we're appreciative. And we put up with that little mischief every now and then. So every now and then, Dan is just as noisy
comes
as I am
to
on
life.
This show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wakes me up. And
no, I miss
Seize the Deal.
I miss working radio with you, buddy. So I don't get enough of this. So Mark,
he never says that about coming home to us.
So
yes,
oh
yes.
Come on, us. Yeah. So main thing is we don't want to lose our Second Amendment rights. So get a voting stance on there. Get in there. Get into your NRA ballot. Don't throw it away.
Now it's going to come in your American Rifleman, your America's First Freedom, or your Shooting Illustrated magazines,
right?
And American Hunter. There's the four magazines that
those are publications
get.
That come from
four,
the NRA.
Four publications the NRA comes out with every month.
And the NRA has revamped all their leadership right now. They are a new breed.
After that Oliver North scenario, they went through
and of course Wayne LaPierre.
Wayne LaPierre's gone.
You know, so he's gone. So
so they revamped
left
a
with
lot.
Their millions. So we're trying to get a better thing going. So that's good. And I want you to mark your calendars. It is February 1st. Happy February, everybody. Big news. Well, I told you about it last week. I've been telling you about it for a couple weeks. But it is at Shiawassee Conservation Association, one of the funnest little gun shows I go to every year. It is a mom-and-pop show. It is rubbing elbows with smart old guys that were loading bullets before you were born and trading stuff and looking at guns. And it's just a cool show for a nonprofit. It's only $5 to get in. It's February 16th. From 9 to 4, out at the Shiawassee Conservation Association building, which is on North M-52, 3 miles north of Owosso. There'll be signs out there. And like I said, $5 admission. Under 14 are free with a parent. Come on out and see us. You'll be glad you did. Good camaraderie, and it's just a ton of fun, and it all goes for a good cause. So one of the best swap meet type things I ever go to every
very
year.
Old school gun show feel.
Yeah.
In a good way.
A lot of red and black plaid. You know what I mean? A lot of, what are those good hats from the UP called?
Stormy Cromers.
It's kind of a Stormy Cromer crowd.
It is a Stormy Cromer crowd.
The ones you see are not brand new.
No, they're well used.
They're old, well used Stormy Cromers. There's a big difference between new Stormy Cromers because you can tell that's a,
they're Carhartt, you know, and it's like Carhartt, right? There's working man's Carhartt.
Yeah.
And then there's, I get out of my Tesla-esque Carhartt.
Right? Yeah,
There's a difference.
A big difference, yeah. And
still crisp, like it's like,
yeah, like what's that noise? Oh, it's that guy's
it's
new
the
Carhartt
breaking
hasn't broken
in
yet. And he probably never,
you know,
will.
The difference if you ever put on new Carhartt and you're like,
oh, yeah,
you feel like you're in a body cast for a week,
yeah, it's not easy.
It's like, this is fire retardant. You know, it's
yeah,
like that
it is
one.
Then, but it they is. Lose their fire retardancy after you wash them a few times. So they say never to wash them. And I know some people that never do.
You can smell them.
You can tell, yeah.
They got out of that truck a mile away.
Ah, that Carhartt smell. Arr, yeah, it's nothing good stuff. Like so you can see the flyers, and there's always, we try
when
to get.
When is it again?
It's February 16th. Thanks okay. for reminding me.
Sunday.
Sunday, February 16th. So it's only 2 weeks away. Two weeks from tomorrow. Right, and 9 to 4, Shiawassee Conservation Association. Come on out and see us. You can even get some gear from the Gunsmith Show when you're out there. I'm going to have some stuff for sale.
That's close enough. You can make it a Valentine's Day excursion.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Honey, a couple's event.
Guess what we're doing today? Yeah. And there's they usually have chili and hot dogs for sale.
That's so romantic.
It is. It is. And you know, nothing beats the smell of fresh onions on your lady's breath.
In a lukewarm can of Coca-Cola from the vending machine.
That's perfect. No, it's right off the counter.
Right off the counter.
There's napkins and plastic forks for you, too, so it's all good.
Fine dining.
A lot of fun. You'll love it. And you'll be glad you came out. So, and there's always really good things about the politics going on, the local stuff. You know, there's always people out there saying, sign this ballot to stop this, solar fields.
Oh.
Stop the solar fields. Stop the mega site. All this stuff. Because they're destroying hunting land. And we got to stop this destruction of hunting land. How are we doing time-wise, Mr. Foley?
Well, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
And we'll come back and let's talk about some more things.
Yeah, we're going to talk about more things coming up real soon because it is the first day of February and we're excited. And remember, go to the website, thegss.com, or you can email me at shooter@thegss.com. And I've been getting lots of good questions lately on that. So send me your questions. I'll be glad to help you as best I can. All right.
We'll talk a little bit about clay shooting when we come back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. The Gunsmiths are back together again. More John and Jacob right after this.